Blog Talk Radio.
Come on.
Tonight. We are so grateful that you have decided to join us for When Passion Meets Purpose. We're expecting a time in the Lord tonight. Just an exciting time, a time for reflection, a time to look back and to remember. Let's look to the Lord before we get started on tonight. Lord, please let the words of my mouth, the meditations of my heart be acceptable in your sight. For, O Lord, you are our strength and you are our Redeemer. Amen. I am excited about tonight and just the opportunity for us to have a chance to come back and say thank you. We're trusting that you had a great week since we were together last, and tonight we're going to celebrate. The title of tonight's episode is You Rock. We've come back to say thank you. And that can be taken more than one way. You rock, you know, you are something else. And then the other part of that is sometimes there's somebody in our lives who's really been a rock. You rock. So tonight I'm just so grateful that we're able to give a shout out because, listen, we need to appreciate those whom the Lord has put in our path. Sometimes he has a way of bringing people into our lives. They impact us sometimes in a way that we can never, ever forget. And as we said, as we began to promote this episode, we talked about you thinking about whether or not this perhaps was somebody who came along just at the time when perhaps you thought about throwing in the towel or giving up or walking away. And you say, well, I never felt like that. Well, maybe it was somebody that the Lord used to bring you to himself, somebody who shared the good news of the gospel with you, and that forever changed your life. Perhaps it could be that one who's been a friend, a confidant, somebody who's an encourager. You know, so many just have the gift of encouragement, and they need somebody to come back and just say, listen, thank you. You've been that one in my life. You know, you've shared my ups, my downs, those questionable times, and I'm so grateful to you because you've been a fuel, hallelujah, to help me to propel forward. So we're just thankful on tonight, and I'm looking forward to what it is that you all will have to share. I just want to remind you that all you have to do is press 1. So I'm saying that when you call in, just press 1 because we want to keep this rolling. We want to hear who you're going to give a shout-out to on tonight. So I'm asking that you would just press 1 because I'm not going to give all the shout-outs tonight. I'm hoping that this is going to be a show where we can certainly do some dialogue and have various ones of you sharing on tonight. I read in Scripture Proverbs 10 and 7 saying, the memory of the just is blessed. So it's just blessed to be a blessing, and it's blessed for others to be able to remember the blessing that we've been in their lives. You know, the world has a saying about paying it forward, you know, doing something, somebody else will remember it, and they'll want to do something as they move forward. So I'm so grateful on tonight for those who've certainly had an impact in my life. I want to start out certainly by giving a shout out to my parents, Charles and Mary Bishop. They're no longer with us, but I am so very grateful to them, first of all, for life and for all the sacrifices. Let me tell you, all the sacrifices that they made as I was a young girl. You know, they made so many sacrifices and saw to it that many doors were open for me, many opportunities were there and made available for me, and I am so very grateful for that. So I'm thankful to the Lord for giving them to me, you know, for being born into that family and how they gave so many things and planted so many things in me, you know, a desire for music, a desire for travel. And my mother worked many years on cancer research before she did succumb to cancer, but certainly she was a light, and I had an opportunity to lead both of my parents to the Lord, and I'm so very, very grateful for that. I have a few more shout-outs, but before I go forward, I want to hear from some of you. Amen? So let's go here to 4559. God bless you tonight.
Bless you. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you, sis?
I am doing absolutely fantastic.
Amen.
And I was trying to give my shout out. I know I can't stay the entire show, but I want to give my shout out to there are a few people I want to give my shout out to. So I want to give out my shout out to there are those who are gone before me. My mother, my sister Portia, my sister Patricia, and my pastor, Bishop Stephen J. Bennett. And those people were just instrumental in my life. My mother, in just living such an exemplary life of having a relationship with God at a time when most people were caught up in the religiousness of God. My sister Portia, that when I got saved and my mother had passed, and she really nurtured me during that time that I had so many questions. And my sister Patricia, who I nurtured, but her faith walk was just such a blessing to me. To my pastor, Bishop Bennett, who he threw me out there. I do a conference every year, as you well know, I'm Jackie Showers. I do a conference every year, and he really threw me out there and said, "Take this conference out the church. You're a businesswoman. It's a business conference, and get out of there." And always spoke into my life. It was just such a great example of a man of God who loved his wife, who loved his family, who loved the Lord. And then I have those that are living. I have my pastor now, who is Pastor Valerie Bennett, the wife of Bishop Bennett. And again, they would just throw me out there, like throw her out the nest, and then just watching her go through what she's going through. I have another friend named Lori George Billingsley out in that lives in Atlanta, Georgia, who her just the way she walked in Christ made me want more of Christ. And we always joke because she said she thought I was saved, but I respected the anointing on her life so much that whenever I was in her presence, there was things I just wouldn't do, I wouldn't say. And so we laugh and joke about it. And the last person is Leslie Bishop Joe. And that is you.
Right.
And I just want to say that the you have been such a pillar of strength as you have walked with me from the day I got saved and always there through all of the different, through the vicissitudes of life, the ups, the downs, and all the indifference. And you never change. You just never change. And I just thank God for you. You poured into me when I got saved and you were my teacher. And you're my mentor, but you don't want me to say you're my mentor, but you are. So I just thank God for you, and I thank God for all of those who just touched my life in such a dramatic way to walk in the integrity of having a relationship with God.
Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Jackie. Elder Jackie Showers, calling in from Detroit, and certainly you've been a light in my life as well. So we appreciate you taking time. We know you can't stay on here long, and we're going to go to our next caller, but God bless you and your ministry as you go forward. Love you so much. God bless
you. I love
you
back. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, well, let's go to 4966. God bless you. Are you there? Hello? All right. Well, we're going to keep on going. We're going to believe that caller will come back at 4966, and let's go to 7539. God bless you, caller.
God bless you, Sister Leslie. This is Shantae.
All right. Bless you.
How are you?
I'm well tonight. How are you?
I'm wonderful, thank you.
Good.
And when I heard about giving the shout out, I was reluctant, but I said, you know, got to give honor to those that honor is due. And first and foremost, I need to thank my home church, which is Maryland Church of God in Christ, because they stood by me and my family throughout a lot of things and helped me along. I also need to give shout out to my family because when I wasn't able to stand, they were there to pick up the pieces and to hold me up and my children.
Mm-hmm.
I especially have to say thank you to Sister Lee and Sister Terry because when I was trying to leave the church because the adversary was trying to work on me, they kept tracking me down and bringing me back. So God is
wonderful.
Good.
Yes, God is good, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
God is
good.
I
have to. It's a young lady in your midst, Evangelist Taylor.
Uh-huh.
I have to give shout out to her because there were times she could just read my face and read the mood and pull me to the side and say, Sister Shantae, come here. I don't want to get in your business, but I think the Lord is leading me. We need to talk. So
yeah, we need those people in our lives, don't we?
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
Yeah,
because she truly helped push me along sometimes when the flesh wanted to rise up and it shouldn't have been.
Mm-hmm.
And,
amen.
Yes.
Amen.
And when I needed motivation, it's so many people that I can't name them all, but I want to say thank you to all. I definitely have to give thanks to you, Sister Leslie, and the women of Wham.
Well,
because last year I experienced a crisis of my husband passing, and it threw me for a whirlwind.
Mm-hmm.
We had been separated, but we were still very close friends, and it was a lot of trials and tribulations going on with his passing.
Mm-hmm.
And it was around the same time of the revival, so it took away a lot of the funds. And you all kept pushing me to make it there. And when I did get there, I received it. It was you, Sister Leslie, where God led you to me to say what you said and it just brought relief over me, and I'm thankful.
Amen.
For the revival.
We're so glad that you came, you know, to be with us, to join with us for WHIM. It was a blessing having you with us. Amen.
At the it was a blessing. The revival was a blessing all in itself,
amen.
And I'm looking forward to this year.
And we're looking forward to you being with us again this year. God bless you, sis. Thank you so much for calling in and giving that shout out.
To God be
the
glory. Love you,
love
too.
You.
Be blessed.
Amen. So we're giving God glory on tonight. I tell you, it's just good to give thanks, isn't it? To show forth our gratitude for those who have made an impact in our lives. All right. Well, we're about to go forward. We're going to hear from another one of our callers. We're going to go to 9428. Good evening. Are you there?
Good evening, Pastor Leslie. God bless you. It's Elder Bonner.
Oh, God bless you. How are you doing tonight, Elder Bonner?
I'm doing well, and you?
Doing fine. Doing fine. Thanking God for His goodness.
Yes, yes. I want to thank God for you, Pastor Leslie, and this format, because when I first received your email, you know what I thought about? It just took my mind back into remembrance of how many people, you know, I have to be grateful for in my life. And I first off thank God because I didn't just have one or two people, but I just had a great cloud of witnesses, if you will. God placed destiny partners in my life to always direct me, prompt me, support me. And I know it's by the grace of God that He's placed so many wonderful people, namely my mother. I have to give credit to her tonight, a shout out to my mom, because in the absence of having Dad there every day, she introduced me to the Lord. She stood by me and my brother, and the man that I am today, her handprint is all over my life in terms of character, my patience, my faithfulness, and my walk with the Lord. So I certainly remember her. And just want to certainly also tonight remember just all the pastors and leaders, the teachers along the way, everybody who took time to not give up on me, but to see something special. God touched their eyes to see something special in my life. And I'm certainly grateful tonight for my wife as well, Evangelist Silvers Bonner. Let me hyphenate that name. And so thankful for her because God, again, after having lost a wife who walked with me for so many years, Deaconess Sandra Bonner, God, you know, just bless me again. So I'm a man who stands in a place of gratefulness. And I thank you tonight again for the show and just certainly pray God's richest blessings upon you. And I love you much, Pastor Leslie.
Love you too. And thank you so much for being with us on tonight. Amen.
Amen.
Have a great night.
You as well. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Listen, you know, this is a wonderful thing for us to be able to take the time to give thanks, you know, to remember those. As I read to you, the memory of the just is blessed, according to Proverbs 10:7. Whenever we remember those who've had an impact on our lives, or as Pastor Bonner said, their handprint is upon our lives, it should do our hearts good. There's something about speaking that forward and giving people their flowers while they live. And even those who have transitioned on, we just thank God for them. We thank God for them because of their lives, we are yet impacted today. And I think it's a wonderful thing for us to pause and come back and just say, thank you. Thank God. Thank God for you. Amen. So we're going to go to another caller now. We're going to go to 4966. God bless you tonight. Caller, are you there?
Well, part of my number is 4966. Maybe it's me.
And maybe
Peggy
it's
Park.
You. I believe it's you.
Okay. It didn't give the first part.
No.
Hello there, and I wanted to give a shout out to Sherry Dawson of Lexington, Kentucky. She is facilitated me starting speaking to groups. And she, when I was being so hesitant, and I told the Lord he would have to do it, and I would go. And I didn't even know Sherry. I'd only met her one time very casually, and she called me up and gave me four places on her program. And then she opened the door. So I said, Lord, I believe I heard you. Okay. And then she opened the door for me to come to your getaway, Sister Leslie.
Mm-hmm.
And
all
so
right.
I owe that relationship with you all and the wonderful women there to Sherry getting that started.
Amen.
So I just wanted to appreciate her.
All right. Well, we certainly do appreciate Sister Sherry. And you're calling from Lexington. Is this Sister Peggy?
Yes, yes.
And we appreciate you so much. Thank you so much for calling in, Sister Peggy. God bless you on tonight.
You're welcome.
So good to hear
and
your
you
voice.
And you too.
Thank you. Oh, it's wonderful, isn't it? When we take the time just to say thank you. You know, we walk around sometimes. We have gratitude in our hearts. But we need to put that out there. People need to know how much we appreciate them. It makes a difference. It makes a difference when somebody can hear it come from our lips to say, listen, you made a difference in my life, and I want to come back and just say thank you. You know, we want to take the time to do that. Listen, I'm going to go to caller at 5501. Let's go here. 5501, are you with us?
Yes, good evening. Can you hear me?
Yes, God bless you.
Bless you. This is Sister Gloria. Praise God
mm-hmm.
for you, Sister Leslie, and the
praise
opportunity to give thanks to. There's so many to give thanks to, and I can ditto some of the things that's already been said thus far. Certainly, I give thanks to my parents that's gone on before me, Deacon Harry and Dorothy Harris. They started my life and made such a difference in putting love in my heart, regardless of who the person may have been. They have always taught me that God demands us to love, and I thank God for them on this day and how they raised me. And if I could have selected my parents, I could not have selected anyone any better. My family is very small. I thank God for my uncle that's 93 years old, still living and still encouraging me to go on. My devoted son, who always there to say, Mom, you can't give up, and continues to be there for me, even in the midst of whatever trials and situations may come up. So I thank God. And I thank God for you, Pastor Leslie, and also my church family at the Temple of Healing Waters. There's so many leaders there that's so into my life daily or on Sundays. I feel the prayers. I feel the encouragement. Sometimes we are about to throw in the towel. I was a little confused about church. I don't want to say confused, but I'm saying at when I came to the waters, and especially a shout-out to Pastor Chad, I did not know at that time whether I really wanted to be in the body with a large congregation. But I thank God that with the love and generosity that's been shown in the ministry that I am a part of now, that I know that God has placed me where he would have me to be. So I continue to thank God for each and everyone that have crossed my path, because I believe that it's not for naught. And I give God the glory because he deserves it all. He has been my best friend. And I thank God for him being in my life and what he did on the cross. Amen.
Wonderful. Amen. Amen. Don't want to rush you. I'm just getting excited as you're talking because God is just so good. Amen.
Yes, he is. Yes,
amen.
He is.
Amen. Well, we thank you. Thank you so much for calling in and sharing on tonight. We appreciate it.
Amen.
Amen. Listen, and those of us who are sharing, I want to encourage you. Perhaps the person that you're giving a shout out to tonight is not on the line, but you've already spoken it. So now you're prompted. Go ahead and speak it in their hearing. I want you to take the time to let them know how much you appreciate them. Listen, let them know. I shared with regard to you on a Blog Talk Radio program on Monday night, or if you call them tonight, on tonight, because I realize what a great impact you've had in my life, and I don't want another day to go by without thanking you. And maybe you say, well, I thank them all the time. Thank them again, because it just does our hearts good. And I'm speaking of not just the hearer. I'm speaking of it does our hearts good when we express gratitude. We ought to have hearts of gratitude, not only toward God, but toward those whom he has placed in our lives. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing. Listen, I'm so grateful. Thelia Bolar was the one who led me to the Lord there in Osan, Korea, many years ago, well, several years ago. I wasn't raised hearing about salvation. I didn't know anything about being saved. But Thelia shared with me about the plan of salvation. And I remember her sharing that with me, and she said, do you want to be saved? And I said to her, well, doesn't everybody? And her response to me was, no. No, everybody doesn't want to be saved. And it just kind of stopped me in my tracks. So that young woman, Thelia Bolar, led me to the Lord there in her little one-room house. We had one-room houses there in Korea. In her living room, and it was in that same house that I received the baptism of the Holy Ghost in a prayer circle, again, with Thelia and her husband. And she began to speak in tongues, wrapped her arms around me, and before I knew it, a language was coming up out of me that I knew not of. And I am so very, very grateful to Thelia Bolar, even to this day. And actually, I attempted to phone her today just to let her know that I was going to give a shout-out for her this evening, but was not able to get her. But I'm so very grateful. All right. Well, I want to encourage you, just press 1. If you are on the line, press 1 so that we can get your call. Amen? We're going to go over to 4756. Are you there?
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
God bless you.
God bless
well
you.
Well tonight. Just blessed.
Well, I thank you.
I believe this is the voice I recognize.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I would be remiss not to call in this forum. Who I want to thank tonight, by the way, this is Charles Joe. My mother is the host of tonight's radio program. And
thank
it would, who I want to thank tonight, of course, is my father and my mother, who I believe I am still reaping the benefits of being raised in their household. I walk in favor because of the prayers and because of their obedience. A lot of times the discipline that I received, I did not understand at a young age, but I'm now reaping the benefits of as an adult man. And I'd also like to thank my wife, who is a tremendous blessing to me. In many ways, that some ways that she doesn't even understand. So I am truly, truly thankful for you for being obedient and pressing forward in your ministry. You are a very great example to me in moving forward in the Lord. And I look forward to following in your footsteps and following God's plan for my life as well. And also to Dad, he's just been a tremendous blessing. I used to hate when he used to call us down from we used to be on the video games. He'd call us into the room to have Bible study, even after we'd been at church like 3 or 4 times during the week. But now I get the benefits of those Bible studies, those intimate studies where he poured out to us in an intimate setting. He was truly the and you were as well. He's truly the priest of his household. He took responsibility and he took that seriously. And I am doing the same with my children, trying to be the example that he was to my children and lead them in the way that they should go. So I just wanted to thank you. I truly appreciate and am truly reaping the benefits of being raised in the household of Clarence and Leslie Bishop Joe. Clarence Joe Jr. and Leslie Bishop Joe. Your great grandchildren will reap the benefits of me being raised in that household and you all following and being obedient to the Lord. So thank you and God bless you.
God bless you, son. We love you so very much. Amen.
Love you too.
Amen. Ooh, I tell you, what a blessing. What a blessing. And it's good for a parent to know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. Amen. Parents, I tell you, that just does a parent's heart good. As much as we love our children and know that they love us, we don't want to take anything for granted. So I'm just grateful, so very grateful. I mean, there were times my kids would be out playing outside. I'd call them in, and we're going to have a Bible study. Bring your friends with you. But I'm so grateful. Thank you so much, Charles Joe, for calling in. And he is right. God has blessed him also with a beautiful, beautiful wife, my daughter, Tammy. All of my sons brought beautiful wives, beautiful daughters into our lives, and we are so very grateful. Thank God. Let's go to this next shout-out. Let's go over here to 0988. God bless you. Are you there tonight?
Yes, God bless you, Sister Leslie.
God bless you.
I'm Andrea Taylor, and I just enjoying the program tonight, and I just wanted to share, first, of course, giving honor to God, but I also want to give honor to my parents who have both gone on to be with the Lord. I thank and praise God for Alfred and Marietta Smith and how they sacrificed for their family, and I thank and praise God for all the lessons that my mother, she took time with her children, there were six of us, to teach us and to minister to us about the Lord when we were young children. And I can just hear, you know, her saying the things that she said to us. It just stayed with me all of my life. And I remember her saying, she was kind of had a quirky way about it, but she used to tell us, you know, look, if you're going to give me flowers, give me my flowers while I'm living. Don't wait until I'm dead and put flowers on my grave. You give them to me now. And I, you know, I just appreciated her. She was blunt and she was sweet, but she was such a loving woman, and not only of us, but she loved so many others, other children, other people. She just had the gift of fellowship with people. And I don't think I really appreciated her ministry as much as I do now that she's gone on to be with the Lord. But I realized that she ministered to people with just tremendous love of God. So I just thank God for my mom, Marietta. And also, I would be remiss if I didn't speak about my grandmother, Mother Eula Wiles, who had such a powerful anointing. And she was the first person to be saved and sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost in our family, and it just had a tremendous impact on all of us. She prophesied over our lives, and God had given her a gift of healing. And I watched her and how she lived and interacted with people, and it was such a blessing, even in the neighborhood, how she sacrificed and bought bread for people and milk. Back in that day, they delivered bread to the homes, and she did all of that and interacted with people and encouraged them. And I witnessed people saved and sanctified and delivered in her home because she had services at home, and not only in home, but also on street corners, and I can remember being there with her. But she had such a powerful anointing, and I just thank God for the example that she was for us. And she prophesied over my son when he was 5 years old, and I remember her saying that their son, great-grandson, we don't have any saved men in our family, and you're going to be the first saved man in our family, and you're going to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. And she just prophesied, and she was able, before she left, to see the prophecy come to fruition. So wow. I just thank God for her life. She had such a powerful anointing, and she would. And you know, I was just so amazed by her. I tell you, she was had such a tremendous. It was just overwhelming just to see how the Lord used her in such a mighty way. And it's just encouraging to me to know that, you know, God is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And what he did then, he can still do now. And when I think about how she shared with us. But I also wanted to talk about the living and one person, and I wanted him to be on the line tonight, but he has been a tremendous encouragement to me, and that is my son, Pastor Eugene Taylor. He has a ministry in Atlanta, in Conyers, Atlanta, Georgia, rather. And I just thank God for him because he has encouraged me time and time again through the word and through his faithfulness in God. And I, you know, and he tells his congregation about his Nana, my grandmother, and about her and her anointing. So as you can see that how God, you know, generation through generation through generation, you know, how the Lord is using us at, you know, the same way, you know, and sharing that word. And I want to point out that he was the only great-grandson that actually had an opportunity to interact with her and to see how God used her. But and he's able to share that with so many people. And I'm going to wrap it up. I also want to share talk about the WIM ministry because I praise God for the women in ministry and how they have blessed my life. I thank God for that ministry, and I prayed and asked God for women that I could interact with and be that were like me. I can remember saying that because I was in a place where I just didn't have that camaraderie, and I needed that. And I have gotten that support, that love, that camaraderie, that fellowship with the women in ministry, and I praise God for that ministry. I thank God for the interaction, for the prayer group. There's so many that I can thank God for. But I also, but last but not least, I praise God for you. I thank God for the word that God has put in you and how you have spoke to my heart and to my spirit week after week. And I thank God for you, Sister Leslie. I thank God for your obedience and how you hear the voice of the Lord. And I want you to know that I have been blessed beyond words, that you have blessed my life and so many others, and I praise God for you and all that you do. Thank you.
Thank you. Bless you. And you've certainly been a blessing. Thank God for you. Well, amen. Thank God. Thank God. Listen, isn't it a wonderful thing when we can just give thanks to God for one another? I'm going to encourage others. Just press one so that you can share. Think about what's happening here. Many people have shared with regard to those who have fallen asleep, those who have gone on. This is what I want to impress upon you, is that while we live, we want to give God all that we can because we can trust God that what we do now, you know, won't stop at the grave, that what we do now will reach down through generations. I believe God for that, don't you? This is why we want to forever keep it upon our hearts and upon our lips, giving praise and thanksgiving to God for bringing vessels across our path so that we can hear his voice, so that we can experience his love, so that we can grow closer to the Lord. That's all the Lord is doing. He moves through people. He uses individuals. And this is why it doesn't stop at the grave. When it's of God, it doesn't stop at the grave. We've heard people talk about parents and grandparents and others in their lives. Those individuals have fallen asleep, and yet their works go forward, and yet their prayers are bringing forth fruit. And it's a wonderful, wonderful thing. And this is why today we want to be pouring into our children, pour into our children's children. Don't worry about it when people don't stand with you. I know there are a lot of you perhaps right now, you say, well, you know, I feel like I'm alone. I don't have anybody. But God has a way of bringing people into our lives who will impact our lives. Think about it. Thank God for those individuals. You know, stand, and after you've done everything you know to do, just continue to stand in the liberty wherewith Christ has made you free. He'll send somebody by to hold up your arms. You know, while you're thinking about it and deciding whether or not you're going to press one, the rest of you, I want to also give a shout out. The Lord sent someone by in my life some years ago, Lisa Silver Bonner, and sent her by to help us as administrator with the women in ministry. And God has allowed us to work in ministry in several various capacities. There was a time when I didn't have to necessarily even think about what was going to happen with WIM because God would put it in her spirit. And, you know, before I knew it, you know, she was putting it out there. This is what the Lord has said to do, or she was going ahead and moving forward with it. And I thank God for that. You know, we thank God for those whom the Lord has placed in our lives to propel us and to push us forward. You know, thanking God for my own spouse to allow me to go forward, you know, in ministry and not necessarily seeking to hold, you know, pull me back, but to say, go forward, do whatever it is that the Lord is calling you to do. And we can appreciate that. I'm so grateful to God on tonight and thankful to him for those who've had a part. Some have talked about pastors and leaders in their lives. And God as well has placed great leaders in our lives down through the years in the States and abroad. And we're so very grateful for that, how he's placed those individuals in our lives. You know, Pastor Burke there on the island of Guam, Pastor Hooker on the island of Guam, those who were with us in Korea, Pastor Jernigan, J.J. Jernigan, I won't forget that because I was saved there in Korea, actually, in the chapel. And J.J. Jernigan was the pastor there at that time, and I will not forget that. Bishop Sherman Scott Howard certainly won't forget having come under Bishop Sherman Scott Howard. Pastor Ozell Northern there in Dayton, Ohio, and certainly now being under the leadership of Pastor Chad Carlton at the Temple of Healing Waters. You know, we have to give God glory for what he's done in and through our lives and those individuals that he has placed us with at the various seasons in our lives. We have much to be grateful for. Listen, let's go to another caller. We're going to go here to 4340. Caller, God bless you tonight.
God bless you. This is Sister Faircon calling.
God bless you, Sister Faircon.
God bless you. I want to thank God for God being in my life. Or thank him first for being first in my life. And I would like to give thanks to my mother and father, Elder Eugene and Nellie Morrell, who has gone on, but they put a lot of what I have in my life, they've given it to me. They've given me a lot of courage. It was eight of us, and three of us are now living. Some of them preceded my mother and father, but thank God, God left us here, and they gave, most of all, they gave us love for each other.
Mm-hmm.
And they put a lot of, we had so much Bible study in bringing up in our lives from Memphis, Tennessee, the Homeland Church of God in Christ, all the old mothers that have gone on before, they instilled in us how to live. Of us straight away, but we came back, and I thank God for that. Everybody else would be out on Saturdays playing, but we had to have Bible study. We thought it was cruel, but now we can reap the benefits of what they instilled in us, and I thank them for it. And I thank God for Sister Andre introducing us to the WIM sisters. And the WIM program has been a blessing to me and my family and my daughter's family because my grandson has come a long ways with saints from the WIM's sisters' prayer line and the rest of the people that's praying for him. And he has come a long ways, and I thank God for that. And I thank him for what he's doing in my life. And I thank Sister Taylor for introducing, and I thank Sister Leslie for accepting us. And I just thank him for all things, and I thank him for everybody that prayed for us and keep us in prayer. Thank you.
Thank you. We appreciate you calling in. Amen. God is good, isn't he? I tell you, God is so very good, and we are appreciative of everybody who's taken time out to share on tonight. You know, this means so much when we're speaking and we are giving honor, as someone said, I think it was Sister Farrakhan, give honor where honor is due, and just thank God for those whom he has put in our path. You know, I believe for Christians there is no coincidence. You know, our steps are ordered, the Word of God says. So if God has ordered it such that someone crosses our path, then we need to be seeking to find out what is it, what part do they play, you know, in my life. What is it that I am to glean from this relationship? What is it that I'm to give? And I know some may be saying, you know, that they don't feel like their family perhaps was the best, or we didn't do Bible study, or we didn't do this and that. Well, I grew up in a family where we didn't do Bible study either, but thank God for individuals who were there, who cared. You know, some of you might have felt like nobody cared, but I want you to give thought and consideration to that, because I know the kind of God that we serve, and God put somebody along the way who did something that made a difference in your life. And for that tonight, you can be grateful. You know, just be grateful to God, because things could be so much worse. So I'm thankful for us being able to have an opportunity such as this. And I want to do it again, you know, that this won't be the last time, but to have an opportunity to think about those who've impacted our lives. Think about how God has seen fit, you know, to make sure that somebody came to put us on the right path or turn us back when we were about to do something that could have been detrimental. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for that. You know, I don't know if anyone else wants to share on tonight. All you have to do is press 1, and we'll certainly give you an opportunity to speak. But while those are making up their minds about whether or not they're going to speak tonight, I want to share with you a little bit about next week. As we look forward to next week, I want you to think about bringing someone back with you to the line. I have a young man who's going to share with us next week. I know him as Dunn, and he and I were introduced through a mutual friend, Lisa Silver Bonner. And Dunn, some years ago, wrote a book called Broken Wings. It's a book of inspirational words, and he does the ministry of spoken word. But it's an autobiography, and it's about his life. He's not necessarily going to just talk about that book, but he's one who can identify with those who've gone through storms in their lives and made it through. He believes that, you know, even through the challenges that seek to break our wings, that broken wings can be mended, and that we can soar above, you know, and rise above those things that have come to be obstacles in our lives. He works with young men, and so Dunn is coming next week to be with us. Bring someone with you, because he's going to talk about changing one youth at a time. And this is a time when we certainly need to be reaching out to our youth. He's going to talk about improving relationships between minority youth and men and the police. This is the type of work that he does with those who are dealing with the streets, things that adults need to know when they're approaching a youth, and, you know, talking again about community values and those issues that affect our youth. So I want you to come and be with us next week. We want to hear from this young man who is touching lives. God has raised him up for such a time as this, dealing with young men who are out and facing the life of the streets. And listen, our children, whether we feel that they're streetwise or not, they leave our doors every single day, and there's a world out there that they have to face. And inasmuch as we seek to put the word in them, they yet have to be able to survive when they leave our homes and know how it is that they have to conduct themselves and go forward. Even though the favor of God is resting upon them, we want them to know how to go in and out among the people as they leave the confines of our homes. So we thank God for men such as Dunn, and he's going to be with us next week. Tell somebody that this young man is coming, and he's going to share with us on next week. You don't want to miss it. We'll put out something, and we want you to, as we put the post out, we're asking that you would share it. Those of you who are on Facebook, when you see the post, just share it. Share it with those whom you have contact with. But his topic is going to be changing one youth at a time. Thank God for that. Somebody stepped into our lives. Amen. And we are so grateful for that on tonight. So I'm looking forward to that next week. I'm thanking God for all of you who joined in and shared with us on tonight. So we're about ready to wrap up. I believe that everyone who has wanted to share tonight has had something to say. I think Sister Jackie from Detroit did mention Pastor Lady Valerie Bennett there in Detroit, Michigan, and we are so grateful for her and how God is blessing her even through the loss of her husband, Bishop Bennett, here in the past few months. But God has raised her up, and we are so grateful to God for the impact that she's making there in the city of Detroit and wherever the Lord is leading her to go, and we're thankful, and we're keeping the house of prayer and praise lifted. So thank you all for tuning in. Listen, stay tuned and watch for us to do another U-Rock segment in the coming months. We're going to do it again because it's so important for us to give God praise and to give people their flowers while they live. Don't you believe that? I certainly do. We're going to give them their flowers while they live. So thank you for joining us tonight. Thank you, each and every one of you who had a word to say tonight. God, we give you glory. We give you honor, and we pray. We give you praise for all that our ears have heard on tonight. Thank you for those who've had an impact in our lives. We glorify you for it, Lord, and we thank you. We believe, just as your word says, that the memory of the just is blessed. And we've come back to say so. We've come back to agree with your word on tonight. It's in Jesus' matchless name that we're praying. Thank God. Amen. Listen, God bless you. We want you to have a wonderful night on tonight. Join us again next Monday evening at 7:30 for When Passion Meets Purpose.